I hope you're enjoying this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves. You're hearing it because of the financial support that your friends and neighbors provide when they contribute to this station. If you haven't had a chance to do your part, all we ask is that you consider the value in your life of public radio, and then do what you can to help out. I like working in public broadcasting. I like it because it's an environment where people are genuinely interested in different cultures. The only thing we're pushing is a better understanding of our world. What you hear can only stoke your empathy for people from other cultures and nations. We're not afraid of what makes us different. In fact, we celebrate being able to learn from one another. Let's get back now to my special presentation on European travel tips, a talk I gave recently before a group of folks just like you who are supporters of public broadcasting. For centuries, pilgrims have traveled to Rome to kiss the toe of St. Peter. Can't do that anymore. You know, Europe has, people ask, what is the takeaway from COVID? How has it changed? Well, there's certain hygienic changes in Europe. You can't kiss the toe of St. Peter. If you're going to Ireland, you can't kiss the Blarney Stone. Actually, that's a blessing because you don't know what the kids did to it last night after it closed, all right? And you'll have a situation where you go to a restaurant and you've got the QR code for a menu, of course, because that's more hygienic. And instead of elegant dispensers for the oil and vinegar, you've got little hygienic single-serving cups. That's just a reality these days. One thing they've learned because of COVID is to control crowds. You don't need to control crowds anymore, but they want to control crowds still. And sort of a leftover of the pandemic is sites in Europe still require you to get a reservation. This is frustrating to me. I wish you could just show up. But they want to monitor how many people there, and they will require you to have a reservation. Another thing about COVID is now they don't have so many such good staffing. Europe has a tough time staffing things. Airports are in a little bit of chaos. These days, you got to book things in advance, and we just have to get hip with that. If you're going to get a train ticket, you're not going to go out to the train station and buy it. If you insist on talking to a human being and giving them hard cash, it's going to be frustrating for you. You've got to go online and get it that way. If you're not good at that, get good at that. I'm not good at that, and I'm learning. I was in Spain, and I needed to get a ticket from Cordoba to Sevilla, and I just went down to the desk at the hotel, and they got it for me. You can do that, but you got to embrace that. More and more, you're doing things online because Europeans don't want to staff things with people. But the great thing about getting over COVID is that the energy is still in the street. It's still there. I mean, this is great. I was worried I'd be raking away the corpses of dead little businesses when I updated my guidebook. And thankfully, they survived the pandemic. And now Europe has that vibrancy that I think is so important. I want to talk about avoiding crowds because, crowds are a huge concern these days. Europe is crowded. There's so many people going, and there's so many emerging economies where you got tens of millions of people that now have always dreamed of going to Europe, and now they can afford it. When you go to Europe, you're going to find the most famous sites during the most crowded times are almost unworkable. So we have to decide, how are we going to minimize those crowds? Remember, there's two IQs of European travelers, those who wait in lines and those who don't wait in lines. I stay about a block away in my favorite hotel in Rome for the Pantheon, and man, oh man, it's mobbed in the middle of the day, but I go in the morning and I'm all alone there, and I go in the evening and I'm all alone there. So we need to not go to the famous places when they're so crowded. It's kind of elementary. If you're in Athens and there's three ships in the port, there's 3,000 tourists on each ship. Every one of them, it seems like, wants to go to the Acropolis. That's crowded. Why would you go in the middle of the day? I like to go when everybody else is leaving. We can do that. If we're not on that cruise ship, we can do that. So find a way to enjoy the sights during a time when they're not overwhelmed with tourists. These people are waiting in line not to get into the Colosseum, but to buy a ticket to get into the Colosseum, you see? And there are ways to get tickets that don't involve waiting in that line. That's a good tip right there. Think of the Eiffel Tower. Everybody wants to go to the Eiffel Tower. Last time I went, I used my guidebook. I made a reservation. When I got there, there was a long line, but I had a reservation. So, I went through this long. I was kind of in a bad mood. I had to walk through all these empty stanchions. And I got to here, and they said, oh, you have a reservation. Come on to the front. They put me on the elevator. I went up, had a great time, came down before that last person in line got to the front. Make reservations. It's not something I enjoy doing, but, you know, the more I do my research, the more I realize you've got to be aware of what is requiring a reservation in each city. Going to Amsterdam, if you're a typical tourist, you need a reservation for Van Gogh, for Anne Frank, for the Rembrandts at the Rijksmuseum, and for a fancy, trendy restaurant. Okay, there's four things you need a reservation for Amsterdam. That means everything else you're wide open, you see. But just don't stumble into Rome hoping to see the Vatican Museum and the Colosseum without a reservation in advance, or you're going to be very frustrated. Get online, make that reservation. And you read your guidebook and find out what needs a reservation in the city you're going to. This is a serious issue these days, and the information is there. Remember, one way to get around the lines is to buy a city sightseeing pass, because there you already have your ticket. And with this, you can walk right up to the turnstile, and you'll be in. So that can be a really good advantage. A pass like this pays for itself in a few admissions, but the added advantage is you're saving a lot of time by not waiting in lines. Why aren't more people traveling in the winter? It's a beautiful time to go. You just got to dress for the cold weather. In Europe, they say there's no bad weather, just inappropriate clothing. Okay, the small towns and the countryside closes down in the winter. But if you're going to do mostly big cities and city sightseeing, winter's a great time to go. It really is. Better and better. And remember, most of Europe never has any tourist crowds at all anyways. So why not spend some time where there are no tourists? And then be an extrovert. It's people that carbonate the travel experience. That's what we need to aspire to. If you see four cute guys sitting on a bench, ask them to scoot over. Nothing else is going on. I was doing this ever since I was a kid. I'm still doing it now, and it works. It really does work. And I want to remind you, the most grueling thing about European travel, especially if you're an older traveler, is the heat and the crowds of summer. Okay, we really need to respect the heat and the crowds of summer. Go shoulder season, do what you can to avoid those crowds. But I'm so inspired by the people I meet in Europe traveling this way and having a great time. If you equip yourself with information and expect yourself to travel smart, you can. It's great news. It's just great news. And my enthusiasm for this is really stoked by all the people I see over there who are doing just that and having the time of their lives.
No matter where you call home, I know you rely on public radio. I don't look at this station as a charity. It's a service. And if you enjoy what you hear but can't afford to help out, that's fine. This is public radio. It's for everyone. That's the beauty of public broadcasting. But if you value what you hear on this public radio station and you can't afford to help out, it's only right to do so. We're asking you to please take a minute to add your support right now during this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves. And then, every time you tune in, you'll do it with the pride that you're part of this community. You become then a supporting member. Your financial support for public radio really does make a difference. Thank you.